This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Still on the subject of i'tikaf, it's very important, as I mentioned to you, to maintain the sanctity of the i'tikaf. There are two or three things that are important. Number one is to make sure that you do not leave the boundary of the masjid, because the i'tikaf is within the masjid. The place where i'tikaf is the masjid, and you should not leave the boundary of the masjid unless it is for something critical. For example, if you are doing i'tikaf in the masjid where there is no toilet and no bathroom, and you need to go to the toilet, toilet is outside the masjid. This happens in some countries. I mean, I have done i'tikaf in masjid like this. Then it is permitted for you to go to the bathroom outside the masjid. Similarly, if you are alone and you have nobody at all to bring food for you, for example, and obviously you need to eat and you can't cook in the masjid, so it is permitted for you to go either to your home or wherever your food is and bring the food. But don't spend time there, don't sit around there and chat with people and so on. If you go home, then don't spend time with your family and so on in the name of collecting food. No, just go collect the food. If necessary, don't even enter the house. Just let somebody hand the food to you and you bring the food and eat the food in the masjid. Don't eat there. Don't eat at the place where you got the food from. That's very important to make sure that you maintain the sanctity of the boundary of the masjid. Because if you don't do that, then your i'tikaf becomes invalid. I'tikaf breaks. If the i'tikaf breaks, then you have to come back to the same masjid in a state of fasting and complete that. So it's a it's a big problem. So don't put yourself in that situation. Purpose of i'tikaf, as I said, is to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the things to do in the i'tikaf is to reflect on our own lives and say, what kind of life have I been leading? Is this a life which will get me close to Allah, or is it life which is driving me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So make the niyyah, sit and introspect, write notes for yourself, and make the niyyah of changing your life. Whatever in your life needs to be changed, must be changed. Whether it is how you earn your money, whether it is what you eat, how you treat people, your family, friends, your relatives, your outside, your employees, employers, whatever, right? Whatever changes that are needed to be made in our life to please Allah must be made. And you must make the niyyah to make these changes. And inshallah, after you come out from i'tikaf, you make the changes. I'tikaf is the biggest benefit of i'tikaf is that inshallah, you were sure to get Laylatul Qadr, because it's in those last 10 nights. So whichever night it is, inshallah, the person in i'tikaf can be sure inshallah that he or she has got i'tikaf, that he has got Laylatul Qadr. And the reward of Laylatul Qadr is khayrun min alf shahr, more than the value of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously for 1,000 months. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Bil khayr al-nafiyah wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.